Under a gray sky and drizzling rains in Dalton, American flags lining Main Street welcomed the arrival of the body of 24-year-old Specialist Mitchell Dayling, a Dalton native who was killed along with two of his fellow soldiers earlier this month in an attack while serving in Afghanistan. In addition to the family and friends of the fallen soldier who came to the St. Agnes Catholic Church, members of the local community stood outside along with several Patriot Guard riders, a group of veteran motorcyclists who attend military funerals. Military personnel in full uniform, local police, the Dalton American Legion, and several elected officials also attended. Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren said that the funeral held on Memorial Day weekend served as a painful reminder of those who have died serving the United States.
It is the time every year when we come to honor all of those who have served. We start this weekend with a very painful reminder that those who serve agree that they will put everything up for us. And we now have the example of a young man who lost his life.
Congressman Richard Neal, a Democrat of the 1st District, said that the funeral service was heartbreaking, but showed the strength of the Dayling family.
Well, I've seen some powerful moments in a long career now in government. But when Mitch's widow today got up and spoke, not only of her regard for him as a husband, but for his role in the military, it certainly is, again, one of the most powerful moments I've ever witnessed in a long career. And the fact that she could do it in the manner in which she did it, by holding her composure, I think it's ample testament to the character of the entire family. It's a very, very sad day.
2nd Berkshire District State Representative Paul Mark said that he also attended the memorial service held for Dayling's family on Thursday evening.
It's such a terrible devastation for any family to lose someone that young. I went to the wake last night, and just talking to the mother and the father and the wife, it's just devastating. It's just absolutely terrible.
According to the State Department of Veterans Services, Dayling was the 46th soldier from Massachusetts killed in Afghanistan since the start of the war. Last August, North Adams held a funeral service for 20-year-old Private First Class Michael DeMarsico, also killed in Afghanistan. State Senator Benjamin Downing said that the service for Dayling was the 4th military funeral he's attended since he became a state legislator 7 years ago.
There's no action that we can take that can in any way fill the void that's in their lives. But if us being here helps them in any small way, then we want to do it. But in the smallest way, it's just simply to say thank you.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick also attended the funeral. At the service, Dayling's family was presented with military medals, including the Purple Heart and Bronze Star for Valor. Dayling's body will be buried in Lewiston, Idaho, beside his grandfather, Kenneth Sander, a veteran of the Korean War. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.